smooth.
It's time for Dents and Dreams, a painless dent repair podcast focusing on how you can use the fruits of this wonderful trade we call PDR to achieve your wildest dreams. I'm John Vidine, your friendly neighborhood dent reaper and host of Dents and Dreams. Now, let's get started.
Let's get started indeed. Today, man, what a show we got lined up today. Of course, my faithful co-host Cliff Ramadan joins us and Kyle Archer from the R&I guys. More on that very soon. But man, Anson Open House looked like an absolute blast. The FOMO hit hard, even though I was having a blast myself at Kentucky Derby. But the FOMO was real, man. I wish I would have made it down there. It looked.
They always have awesome shows. They're such great hosts. It's always if you've never been to one, you got to get to one.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those things, kind of like MTE. Yeah, everybody says that, but get to, like you said, John, and I think it was a different deal. Get to the smaller ones. Those are the fun. Those are just as fun as the bigger ones, if not funner.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. And many connections can be made and much can be learned when it's a smaller thing and you got a little bit more time to spend one-on-one with people. People like Gregory. He was down there.
What's up, Gregory?
Sure, he had a blast. But yeah, speaking of smaller events, I know PDR College is having advanced training skills somewhere in California, I do believe. I think you can find out at pdrcollege.com. And then I think we got Vegas coming up, the PDR Expo, pdrexpo.com.
Is that September again?
September, yep. I believe it's 26th, 27th. You can find out more at pdrexpo.com for sure. But yeah. Oh, Gregory says hoots wasn't the same without you. Well, I'm sure there was plenty of hooting and hollering and good time having, but I'll be back next year. Don't you worry. As long as hoots is still there, I will do my best to have a rip roaring good time. But Kyle, when's the last PDR event you went to?
Well, I went to the Mobile Tech Expo this last winter. That's where we debuted for the R&I guys. But I love going down to the Anson. When we were in Texas last year, that new shop is amazing, you know. And I would just go for the T-shirt, like, for sure.
You gotta love a new dent T-shirt, man.
You walk into that place not wanting to spend a dime, but once you walk into their showroom, it's like, well, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's like a kid getting access to the North Pole. I mean, you just...
It's like the dead guy's Toys R Us. Like, shit.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's amazing. It's tons of fun. Huh, I'm surprised... You know, did you go to like Hoots or Burleson or I guess I should say I'm half surprised. I don't remember meeting you at Anson last year, but I do remember meeting you at MTE. But
I don't even know if I was able to make it out that day. I think some of the guys that were working at the shop, they went down there. I think we were locked up. I know it's always, I think it fell on a Saturday last week and I don't know what I had going on, but I got a T-shirt, but it was just because my dad went down there and you know, he got one. Nice. So, yeah.
Nice. It's good to have. Yeah. Good to have your pops looking out for you. So before we get too far into the weeds here on all these events and yada, yada, everybody look them up and attend if you can. But so, Kyle, you are part of this organization, the R&I guys.
And yes, sir.
Did meet you at MTE, but before we get into that, why don't you tell everybody, like, how did you get into PDR? How long have you been pushing and all that good stuff?
So, my dad, he had learned about PDR you know, when he was a kid, but, you know, of course this was like back in the 80s or something or 70s. And the guy was like, no, you know. And then so he had a sign company. And what happened was, is next to the sign company, there was a guy named Don Gray. And so Don Gray was his neighbor. And so he kind of made a deal with him that if he helped him make tools, then he could get a set of tools. So that's kind of, they did a little horse trading, and, you know, he just went home and kind of learned it, and then started getting a couple dealerships that would let him do stuff and practice and whatnot. And then it hailed in our hometown in Pueblo, Colorado. And pretty much when I was like 15 years old, right at that, you know, height of rebellion, he just straight up told me, he's like, I'm not going to give you money anymore. And I'm like, okay, you know, he's like, but what you can do is you can come and I will pay you $10 an hour to work at the shop and to learn this trade, PDR. And so I actually got paid to learn how to push dents when I was like 15, 16 years old. And then like 17 and 18, I started going out with him at the summer times to just kind of push anything like a quarter size and under on the roof. That was like pretty much the only thing he let me do. And then after that, when I decided to go to college to be a teacher, but I didn't end up teaching one day because I started making hail money and I was like, you know what? I was like, this doesn't add up. You know what I mean? And so
deal with brats for close to nothing, yeah, or push dents for pretty good money.
Yeah. And I mean, to me personally, like it was, I mean, I would go home and like cry every day when I was doing student teaching, but then like with dents, I got to see like what I got done for the day. And that was so rewarding for me, was being able to just kind of see what you got done, as opposed to when I was a teacher, you know, it was like, maybe if you got somebody to sit still for like 20 minutes, you accomplished something, but it was like, you know, a total difficult thing. So anyways, after that, when I graduated school, I worked for a company called Universal Auto Hail Repair, and worked under a guy named Troy Payne. And I worked for him for 10 years, and my dad worked for him for almost like 15 years, and my brother worked for him for probably 4 to 5 years. And basically what happened was just years ago, they kind of wanted my brother and I to go out and run storms, and we were just like, ah, you know, we're just going to do our own hail thing. So that's kind of my background. I really never got to be able to go out, and I went to a couple wholesale deals and I worked for a couple other people, but because I was with that one guy, I lived a pretty sheltered dent life experience. You know, like I had to, you know, do what the owner wanted me to do, and, you know, do what my dad wanted me to do. And then, you know, I got to see kind of just how they did it. So our business model today for doing dents is very similar to what, you know, I saw him do. So that's my dent guy experience.
Awesome, dude. I mean, Don Gray.
Don Gray. I was going to ask about that. Go ahead, John.
Yeah. So, I mean, if people don't know or remember, I think those were the first kind of arched tools.
And they were reversible. Like you could slide the handle back and forth. That was, also like, it wasn't just the hand tools that he had. He actually had like a whole set, and that included like some pretty long quarter panel tools, some really unique stuff, some like hail rods. And then like, even I use a couple of them today, like some straight picks that I kind of put on my knee and use those for hoods and stuff like that.
Another thing I was going to ask you with Don Gray. You know, everybody sees the Don Gray set, but, you know, with your dad working, that's what I was going to ask, was did he have a selection of tool?
Oh, yeah. He had a full set, like including all these different, like really long, like I can say it now, but back in the day, it wasn't right to say what they were, but they were these long wires that were actually made out of like antique car antennas. And so they were really thin and really whippy, and he would put a little end on it, and those things were like perfect for just like jabbing in the end of a hood or something. And he'd have those shaved down. Those were really unique. Those are just not out there anymore, but there was a full set. It was like $3,300 for the full set. And it, if they came available, or if they were, you know, if basically if they were available, you know, it was a good deal to buy one. So that's who kind of, I mean, I'm not going to say he trained my dad, but definitely he hooked him up with the tools and kind of pointed him in the right direction. You know, that was 30 years ago.
Yeah. Is, you know, Don Gray still, what's he doing now? Is he still with us?
I mean, he's from Pueblo. His son has a shop in Pueblo. Yeah, they're still out there.
Cool, cool. Yeah, that'd be cool to hear from him again. I mean, I've never met him, obviously, but
other than that one set, this is the first time I've ever, like, and all the people I've talked to, this is the first time I've heard somebody who actually had ties to the actual Don Gray, myself.
Yeah. Well, he actually also, like, was really the dent doctor back in the day out of Arkansas. Like, that was one of the most prevailing franchise, and he made all the tools exclusively for dent doctor.
Okay.
So if there's, we came across guys that worked for us at different hailstorms and whatnot, and if they were a dent doctor guy, they had a set of those tools and they had them on their cart still, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, dent doctor was huge. I don't think there was ever one in Minnesota, at least not part of that franchise, but I mean, it's, I mean, if you look in, you know, Google keywords or whatever, it's one of the recommended terms always, because it was, you know, as, you know, very well known, like Dent Pros or Dent Wizard, or, you know, comparable, some stuff like that, where people just know that term and that's how they know
super early
PDR. Yeah.
What did your dad think now with watching you guys work and build this day and age with, like, the tools and the innovation of the industry and watching it grow, and him being right there having that kind of experience and starting from the very beginning?
You know, I mean, there's, like, so you can look back at the different phases, you know, like I'm going to be 35 this year. Like I said, I started pushing when I was 15, like, you know, and it's the only way I've made money really since that time. And you can look back at things like the blending hammer, or like the cold glue, or even, you know, hot glue. And I mean, all those things totally just, you know, made you so much faster and increased the overall quality of repair that, you know, from back then to now, I mean, I think the biggest thing is just what can be done. You know, you see some of these guys out there doing big dents. I mean, it's amazing what, you know, and back in the day it was like, yeah, if you could just kind of get a tool on it and make it look different, it was like, it was just like, that was good, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So quality has gone up super high. But as far as my dad, you know, he's got his old tools, and you know, we were talking, John and I were talking earlier, you know, you got your favorite tools and you got your favorite methods. I mean, I think that one of the things that's probably a difference between he and I is he always wants to get a tool on something, you know. I mean, so he's like R&I to the max, where, you know, me, if I can glue pull it first, and if I can get through it faster doing that way, that's me, you know what I mean? Cause I just want to get through it, and he wants to put a tool
on. I'm that way too. I'll glue pull everything versus not R&Iing. If I don't have to R&I a thing, I'll glue pull.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, same. You know, dollars and cents right there. But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So less chance of breaking stuff, all the fun that goes into the R&I end of it. So I guess we did talk about how you came up and how you learned all those first, what kind of business are you running now? So, you know, like, I'm a mostly local guy, do a mix of retail and mobile wholesale. And every once in a while I'll chase a hailstorm, what's your core business as far as getting the work?
For doing hail work, our main avenue is just, you know, scouting storms and then renting a location, and we have a sales force. So, I mean, we try to just handle the whole process from start to end on retail side, you know. So it's like I said, I worked for that other guy for over like 10 years, and my dad worked for him for a long time. So, you know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, you know.
I mean, right. So are you basically like a traveling family band? You got a whole crew with you, and you all have your setup. Where are you, using trailers and RVs, or are you renting out hotels, or?
Well, I mean, we just try to get the best housing that we can that's available in the area. You know, every market is different. Every market has different shops, you know, so we try to get a shop. We have a few trailers that we carry our stuff in. You know, we try to create signage. And like I said, you know, we'll get housing for our sales team. But as far as like the technicians, you know, we just call them in and they're on their own for housing. But yeah. Did I answer your question?
I think so. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. You guys usually are Hail guys.
We're Hail guys.
Usually the techs are pretty good at finding their home for the road.
Yeah.
Airbnb or whatever's the best trailer situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we got a few people saying hi. Stefan Eshi, saw his post today. Stefan, it looks like he moved his toolbox out of the body shop. So congratulations to you there, buddy.
Congratulations, man.
I hope it's congratulations that are in order. And if I know you, they are.
I remember that day when I did it.
Yeah, yeah. And the other Smash Masters with us as well, Nick Priest. Smash Masters, a new podcast on Mondays with Stefan and Nick. Check it out for sure. Body Tech's gone PDR guys.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got our closest follower, Jeff Hughes, is in the house.
How's it going, Jeff?
I talked to him just before the show today.
Thanks, told him, brother.
Told him that you were getting married.
You told him that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't care.
He said, "Don't do it."
Yeah.
Oh, too funny. And Ricky Thompson in the house. Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
We got the fire whistle going off in the background here. It'll be a little bit noisy if you guys hear it.
All right, we'll deal with it. But I should say thanks. I forgot to bring this up at the beginning of the show. Jeff Hughes bought one of the anniversary edition Little Red Reapers.
Limited
edition. Yes.
We got to do... Oh. Happy anniversary to Dent Reaper Tools.
Yeah.
Sixth anniversary today, right, John?
Yeah, it's a little belated, but it was like April 28th. But
I like how you picked the red shirt to have the red handle.
For the little red Reaper. We got the red lights, you know. I thought about it and then I forgot to sell to promote the dang tool. So but yeah, I mean, I guess we're just here to learn about Kyle and his situation. So that's good. Ricky says he saw it on the pod this morning. I was on live with John Kallenbeck earlier talking about the tools. So love it.
Where are you guys working at now, Kyle?
We're in Rolla, Missouri. So small town in Missouri.
I'm from North Dakota. I've been through Rolla, Missouri. No. You guys don't have the same definition of small town that I do.
Exactly. You. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's way different.
It's all relative. All right, I'm going to save that joke.
No way, shape, or form related to me that I know of.
Well, there you go. Gotta love it. So you guys are Hail guys. You travel in packs and push the dents out. And what are you using to scout out your storms? Are you using like Hail Trace or Hail Point or one of those apps?
I think the most one, the one that we use primarily is Interactive. So I mean. Okay. That one I feel like is worth the money. We've always been able to, you know, you can see street by street, you know, whether or not there was damage or not. But obviously nothing substitutes boots on the ground, verifying damage. But that one, and then, you know, sometimes even like Facebook, like, you know, just people just are posting right away when it hails somewhere. You know, it's usually a good tip. So if you're plugged in on a few different outlets, that's a really good method of just at least getting your finger on the heartbeat, kind of.
Right.
Makes getting sense. In the area anyway, you know that there's damaging stuff there if you see somebody posting.
Yeah. And you got to verify.
Yeah, well, you got cities like Minneapolis. When you get into a big city, I mean, like John, you know, obviously I talk to John all the time and Hale is there all the time, but it doesn't always mean it's your area. You know, you get to those places and it can be 40 miles and it's just a different metro area.
I mean,
but it's not yours.
There's a lot that, you know, goes into that. I mean, there's even just the demographic, like, do they have cars that are worthy of repairing? You know what I mean? You could.
How bad is it?
Or do they have insurance? Without
exactly.
Or do they have $2,000 deductibles or $500 deductibles or no deductible?
I was at a storm last year where, I mean, there was times we fixed a door. That's it. It's like, that's how bad the shit was beat.
Yeah, just side damage, huh?
Yeah, it was. Well, there was panoramic roofs laying inside, like on F-250s. And when you can dent up an F-250 roof where it doesn't look recognizable, this shit's bad.
Yeah. Save your shoulders for a different storm.
Yeah, and your hands.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So that's cool. But, and so you're still working with your dad and your brother, correct?
Yeah. Like I said, my brother and I, we started doing Hale together, and then we were fortunate enough to be able to have dad come and push for us. And, you know, he just is able to help out, and he's just happy to be around. I just love having him around. I mean, we worked together at that other company like for 10 years straight, you know, so I'm just, you know, blessed that just got to spend so much time with my dad. And, you know, you just have so many memories, and yeah, it's just a good deal. Yeah,
that's really, really cool. I mean, yeah, not too many people have that opportunity these days. So.
No, and actually to follow in the footsteps of pushing and not just be a part of the business where you might run a business, but your dad is the focal point and the one that pushed or the one that built the tools or the one, anything like that. You're actually in the trenches with him and learned from him and got that.
Yeah. And, to transition a little bit and like talk about like the R&I guys, that's really where the whole genesis of the business comes from, is not only kind of wanting to take the things that he did and the 30 plus years of experience that he has and really leave something that's kind of like a legacy and kind of take the things that he really was passionate about, that he had ideas about, and kind of bring them to fruition to where he can see the things that he kind of always wanted to do and make that into something that's tangible. And really the genesis of really where it came from is, like I said, he's, you know, R&I master. Okay. So, I mean, any dent on a rail, it's like, can I get a tool on it? It's like, you got to take the airbags out to get there. It's like, what are you talking about? Right. But, you know, especially like on the top of doors, he would always try to take the belt moldings off. And so he created his own belt molding tool. And so that's like the whole genesis of this business of, or this project, you know, of the R&I guys. Yeah, there it is right there. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, I got it. I got it at MTE. Dude, when I walked by your guys' booth, I was like, that looks like the weirdest little wire tool I've ever seen. And I got three steps past and I was like, nah, something made me just turn around and be like, what's going on here? Because I saw this tool, a bunch of them, sitting on the table, and I was like, what is that weird little wire tool? And yeah, you told me all about everything. And but yeah, it's
back in the day, the old school like truck vehicles, they had those wire clips or those metal clips, and they snapped over, and you had to lift and pull up to not wreck them. And then nowadays they have the plastic ones,
Oh yeah,
those are definitely got to get me one of them.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't get one? Uh-oh.
No, I was last year. We lost the man of the hour.
Yeah, that's all right. You came right there.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it totally dropped there. If you don't mind, I'll keep going. So, he was always taking off belt moldings, and so he invented his own tool for taking off the belt moldings because he didn't think that any of them worked, right? So, the best mother of invention is necessity, right? So he made it, tested it, kind of had other people build it. And then he actually went through the process himself of getting a patent on the tool and wrote the patent and worked with the patent agent. And he got a patent on it. And so it's a tool that's patented for specifically taking off belt moldings. And it got to the point where he had it for probably 6 months or something like that. And we're like, hey, let's manufacture it and let's sell it at MTE. And so that was where we originally started the idea of the whole concept of the R&I guys. So immediately following that, we were like, well, what we should really do is what he's been doing for 3 to 5 years before that was, and what became really valuable in our shop and in the shops that he ever worked at was his database of R&I data. And so for the last literally 5 years, anything that he's taken apart that he didn't want to remember how it came out, where the screws were, where the bolts were, where the clips were, he would take a picture of the backside of it, and he created files in his phone to save and to organize and to catalog the information of how it came apart, because he didn't want to break it the next time, or he didn't want to have to remember how it came apart. Yep. So
he froze. It seems he might have froze. So he took all those files and put them into an application.
Yep.
I can hear you, but you're frozen. There you go. Now you're reanimated. The wireless signal in Rolla, Missouri, lending a helping hand today for the show. That's okay.
But no, when you work on something that you do every day, like Ford, Chevy, Dodge around me, that's kind of second nature. But the years when I was on the road traveling, you start working on Mercedes, BMW, and those people down, you know, guys around those areas, they take them apart like we do a Chevy, but don't ever remember. And I will, the next time I see one, I remember how to do it.
And there's guys that are wizards at that. Those stupid Honda visors, you got to get it just right to flip that in. And I mean, anything you do enough, you're going to get better at.
Didn't we have one of those last year?
We might have ordered new visors. We might.
We call that an epic fail, but then those guys that are R&I guys, like his dad, they go in there and they like twist, snap, and it's done and out. It's simple. It's like, shit.
He's got these little, I was going to ask him, they look like little pocket screwdrivers, and they got these little bends on them. Oh, here we go. Kyle's back.
I got off of my computer, and so I shouldn't have any more problems. I'm just going to use my phone data since I don't want to have any more issues.
Yeah.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you sound great. You sound great.
Okay.
No big deal. It's not the first. Hey, I think the last show I did, I dropped out like 4 or 5 times. So it's all good. These things will happen. You were just saying how your dad was cataloging everything, and he's got all the files on his phone. So, and I'm assuming that was the initial mass upload into the app. Is that?
Yeah. So, That's what the app is seeded with. So to give you a quick, now that hopefully I don't have any more connectivity issues, sorry about that. But
to kind of put it under, you know, a real quick of what it is the app is a way for you to search, scroll, and to post. Okay. So you can search by make, model, and part. You can post. Okay. So you can create your own R&I post within the app. And then what you can do is you can scroll through and you can see the latest posts that are happening. Right. So search, make, model, part, pretty self-explanatory. Posting, it's all user generated. Okay. So it's seeded and its initial data set is that 5 years of data of pictures and stuff that my dad had cataloged. And then, so we just really wanted to create something that could organize that information and create a community for us as dent guys to increase that information. And we really felt like, yeah, I felt like there was a real need there. So, I mean, when we started the whole thing, just by just the grace of God, I just knew a really great programmer who was willing to partner with us and take personal responsibility to get it over the line and to get it even to where we were able to debut at MTE. And that was the beginning of the project that, of course, it was much more work than I could have ever imagined. I mean, I'm a dent guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
The computer programming stuff was something that is still to me, I've learned a lot through the process, but, it's very, very, it's very tedious. You know, they sit there and bang the keys on all types of things. And then all these problems happen all the time. And it's really, really hard to get it to be super seamless. So, those of you that have the app, thank you so much for already being a part of the community. Those of you that are going to have the app, we welcome you into the community. And if you have any feedback personally, like, I love the feedback and I would love to just completely change it and alter it and make it to where it's a useful tool. Right. And, you know, when we first started, I was like, I asked the whole team, I was like, why do you start a business? Right. And they're like, to make money. I'm like, no. I'm like, what we're going to do is we're going to try and solve this problem. The problem is that, you know, this information might be on Facebook. It might be on YouTube. And it's kind of like all over the board. And what we're going to do is we're going to try and take that information and catalog it and organize it and put it under, you know, make, model, and part. And we're giving it away for free. It's something that it's only valuable if people use it and if we continue to contribute to it. And
so you're not charging for it?
Nope, we're not charging for it.
And you go on the App Store and just R&I guys, that's what it is?
Yep, it's just the R and I guys. It's the ampersand, and we're on the Google Play Store and we're on the Apple Store. And
I have the link in the description here. So right at the top of the description, if you click, it'll take you to their website that will link you either to Apple or the Google Play Store, depending on what you got or what you want.
How many people are you watching, John? I can't see.
It's a little confusing now because StreamYard took away the Facebook group thing, and I don't even know if we're in the Dents and Dreams group. It's the first time I tried this RTMP substitute. So it doesn't give you real-time data anymore, but we got a few. I mean, we got Ricky and Nick and Justin Kladsky all saying congrats and thank you all.
Thank you.
And Alex Kakulis is in the house. He hates Honda visors as well.
Me too.
And Gregory, this is a great point. I think these would make great videos. So I got these glasses too. I don't know if you've seen these Meta glasses that got the camera on them here.
Oh, nice.
But that would make a pretty good little R&I video when you're trying to take stuff apart, and then you don't have to hold a dang camera to get in there either. So
yeah, right now we're not even doing video, and we're going to try to. One of the reasons why we're not even charging is because we just want to make a really effective tool, right? And so those things of like whether or not to have video or all of those things are just, you know, kind of big decisions, or they kind of, I mean, one of the things that I don't like about YouTube videos is, you know, you got the guy doing the intro, you know, you got the guy showing you his dog, and then it's like he's changing an aftermarket bumper, and really you're watching the video because you're hoping that he'll show you how to take the headlight out. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody smash the like button and subscribe. And
exactly.
Join right? my Patreon group. And no, I just want to know how to take out the dang Honda visor. That's all we need.
Yeah. And so there's a huge range of a quality that of video content creators out there that you don't really know what you're going to get, you know? So, I mean, yes, some information is on YouTube, but it's not like, what we're trying to do is like, hey, you take something apart and you don't want to remember how to take it apart, just take a picture of the backside of it and write yourself a note, and it'll be like forever saved under that make, model, and an area of the car. So that's kind of the original kind of design that we have, but like I said, we're just trying to really figure it out and go along with it as it goes along.
Yeah. I mean, that would be key. I mean, I got to think too, and you know, obviously this is something for your tech guy more than anybody else, but there's gotta be a way to say from 1 minute and 48 seconds to 2 minutes and 22 seconds where you can just grab that chunk of that video and put it in there.
I've kind of thought about that too. Like, even if you saw in that video, you could just copy the link and put it on our app and be like, yeah, go to minute, blah, blah, blah. And there it is. And we can have the link right in the app because still it's cataloged, right? Like the information is out there somewhere else. Just having that link right there under that make and model is still valuable information. That way you don't have to go searching out there for it. So I've definitely thought about that. It's a really interesting idea too. Another thing that we're thinking about adding on there is like all data schematics, you know, those things are free and they're online, you know, so even inputting, you know, the parts schematics that the parts guys look at when you're trying to call and be like, well, it's not this one, but it's that one. And then they look at the blown out drawing of it. And those things are free online, but that takes, it's a tremendous amount of work to go through and go through every make and model of every manufacturer and then pull it and then, you know, link it in there. But it's definitely one of our goals.
For you guys to offer that for free, it's a no-brainer. Why wouldn't you do it? I'm going to go on and get it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to add to it and stuff like that. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. And it's going to be...
I appreciate you saying that.
And it's going to be something where the whole community kind of has to jump on board. You know, everybody grab a corner and, you know, we'll get this couch moved out of the basement. No problem. Yep. But if we're trying to do it one guy, it's you're going to have a hard time getting that couch up the steps. So
being it's the sixth anniversary of Dent Reaper, which I really don't even like, but okay, I'll throw this out there. If you want to do this, John, I will purchase. You got to message me, whoever the winner is. I will purchase a set of Hail's Angels for the upcoming hail season from A1. They will be direct shipped to you. And the new, it started last year, the Roof Reaper and the Roof Reaper XL. Or you want to set this up, John?
Okay.
How do you want to do it? Like last person that's why I asked how many people were on here, but you have to go on and subscribe to R&I guys.
Yeah. I would say download the app and I don't know what you screenshot. Screenshot when you set up. When let's see, is that going to be too much giving away of information? I don't want to blow somebody.
So when you go on, just to let you guys know, like we don't even track information either. So like the only thing that we keep is the data that you upload. It's not even like we don't have any spam list or anything like that. But when you do go on the app, you can either log in and use like your Apple ID or your you can use your Google email address. So it's like a one touch login, you know, like it'll just use the accounts that you already have. And then on your profile settings, you can create a little profile name, you know, username. My name is Dent Donk.
I saw that one today. I was like, who's Dent Donk?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that was me. Nice. I'm the new Dent Donk. I don't know. I know somebody, maybe somebody out there knows who the original Dent Donk was, but those videos were just hilarious. So
they were awesome.
So does it keep track of information on there as far as like if somebody downloads it and then posts something on R&I Guys? Does it keep track of that where you can go back and see what time it was done?
We can definitely see like the posts for sure. Like the posts are okay. All
So the last person to post at 6 o'clock Central Time.
Oh, wow.
That has downloaded the app?
Well,
maybe tomorrow.
Okay. Let's do it by 6 p.m. Central
tomorrow. Tomorrow?
Yeah, there you go.
We'll give them, give them a day. Okay. We'll give them a day.
So the last person that comments, and then Kyle will relay the information to me. And... and right, then I will have the full script to you from A1.
Gregory says, bet you can't guess my username. Will it be Gregory? I love it. Love it. Yeah. So get on there. Post something, you know, if you got
anything. Yep. And coming into the sale season, you'll thank me later.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I love it. Yeah. Get everybody on it and get moving. So,
and that's the 6th anniversary of the Reaper Man. Thank you for everything you've done too, John.
Well, shucks. I mean, I charge for all my stuff, so I can't be quite as awesome as Kyle and the rest of the R&I guys, which I was just talking about these
too.
Yeah, these little things are awesome, dude. These look like snap-on screwdrivers that have been ground and bent.
They're branded with our logo and whatnot, but those are just little R&I tools. We gave those out at promo for the show. You can buy them on the website. They do take a little bit of effort to make. There's two tools there, and they are pretty ingenious. That's another little just R&I thing that's developed over, you know, years. One of them is the strut tool, the white one, and it's just got the perfect angle for just taking off the C clips off of struts and hatches and hoods.
Oh, so
you just pop
yeah.
it right there in the butt.
Yep.
Yeah. So you just put it right in there.
You leave them in there?
Yeah. And you put it in there, and then if you just grab the strut and pull it to it, it'll just pry it open just enough to where it'll just pop right off.
Love it.
And those things suck because if you lose that clip,
I have not. You know, actually, I have used it, but I haven't used it on a strut. I was using it on the two-part clips where you got to pop the center out first. So, and sometimes to get in there, if you get in there with too small of a pick, you'll chew it up a little bit or what have you. And but yeah, this will fit right in there too. That's what I was using it for. I didn't know what it was for. I just bought the belt molding tool, and yeah, you guys just gave these to me at MTE, and I was like, sweet.
Yeah.
So.
And if you have one that slides into the
so truck, that's our. Again.
What?
I was just saying that's like our you know way that we're generating any revenue right now is just from the tool sales, right? So just trying to create a community, and the tools are kind of what is pushing the technology forward, you know. So that right there we call a tool, And John's got it there in his hand. It looks like kind of like a screwdriver with a little bit of a hook on it. And that thing is like, man, we've had that tool shop for probably a decade now. It's just for anything plastic, just anything plastic. I mean, yeah, it's like, I don't know. I don't, yeah, John, have you used that
it's
one?
Handy as heck. Yeah, it's handy as heck. I mean,
yeah.
That's like, so I always get the pick sets and I, you know, I'll just buy four of them and pull out the 90 degree one and then throw the rest of them away because the 90 is the only one I use. And this is like a, just a smaller version of that and it's wider. So
yeah,
so you don't chew it up.
Plastic.
Yeah.
For your airbag, those clips on your B pillar, on your C pillar, when you got to pull the A pillar, all them gets in there and it doesn't chew them up.
And you can get under stuff really behind it.
Yeah. What I was thinking about today when we were talking about doing the interview was like for our shop, I don't know about how it is for all other shops, but like as you know, for a hail shop or, I mean, we get most of our complaints, most of our kickbacks. It's never on the dent work. It's always on the R&I. It's like, you're pushing on it and it's coming down, or the wet stripping wasn't put all the way on the headliner correctly. You know, so, I mean, that was just something that not marring up the inside of the plastic stuff and putting stuff back together. The R&I, I know dent guys, like I've tried to show people about the app and there's like, well, we don't do that. We have an R&I guy. I'm like, okay, well, in our shop, we don't have an R&I guy because, I mean, a few years ago, we had a tech that was like, oh, I'm going to get this R&I guy and, you know, he's going to come in and do it. And like every car that guy did, something was broken or something was whatever. And I'm like, if the technicians just do the R&I themselves, there's like never a problem. The technicians are so much more capable. And I mean, when I was a technician and I worked for that other guy, we always had an R&I guy. And I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I would sit around and play on my phone and wait for him to come take out the taillight. You know what I mean? Like that's more oftentimes than not, you know, sometimes like a little stopping point. And it's like, I don't know. For me, it just came to a point where I was like, I'm just going to do my own R&I. I'm not going to wait for someone to come by and do this. Like, especially because for us, like we're not at a dealership or somewhere where I have to see the customer directly. So if something's marred up or if something's broken or it's not clipped in right because I yanked on it and didn't know how to do it. And so I broke it. You know, those little notes that my dad had in our shop, everybody would come to him and be like, hey, do you have a note for this car? Before I start even working on it, do you have any notes on this car? I'd be like, yeah, right here. It's not screws. It's clips. Just pull it hard. It'll come out. You know, that information is valuable for your
back together as far as the weather stripping. Some like some of your A pillars and some of your B pillars, not necessarily the C pillars, but they have that J channel. So you have to put them up first so the weather strip can roll into that. And then you put that up and then and nobody wants to take it back down, but then you try and force it in and that weather stripping has metal in it. So then it looks like shit when you're done. It deforms it, don't fit right. So some of them you have to put the A pillar up first.
Yeah, or like those secret screws in the center console of the Silverados. If you don't know those screws are up there, you think it's a hard clip.
Yep.
Boom, you're breaking that bracket right off, and those screws are going to be
there.
We worked on one of those, John, last year. We were trying to pull one down, and it's a black clip. It's a black base with a black Phillips screw, and you got to literally have a flashlight to try even look up in there and see it.
Yeah, and a good long screwdriver too.
They suck.
On the app the other day, somebody posted something like really smart, and I had just never seen it before. There was it was like a new Escalade, and on the headliner, they just took a picture of these clips. And they're like, these clips will not go back in unless you like detach them or like they kind of like pop up. And so like when you take them down, I guess they compress. And he was like, they have to be unclipped for you to be able to put them back up. And I was like, that's a really smart post right there, you know? And the other day, the for somebody took apart a whole Rivian door, and I was like, that's really cool, because like I've never worked on a Rivian. So I mean, just to be able to even see it and be like, wow, you know, it gives you a look. And so for me, I just like scrolling on the app. I just like looking at seeing what people posted and what they're doing, because I'm like, oh, that's cool, you know. It's been really cool, because I think, go ahead.
Those splash shields on like Toyotas and the foreign ones, where they have the screw running into it, and then it goes over the splash shield, and then you try and pry them out, it destroys that thing. If you reach up underneath there with like a needle nose pliers or a 90 degree needle nose, squeeze it together, pull it out, you salvage that clip.
Yeah.
And yeah, I didn't even know that.
They're just simple things that you don't fight with, and you don't destroy like the hole that it comes out of, or bend the shit out of stuff. So yeah, R&I is, that's that one thing. Everybody knows how to push a dent that does PDR. But when you get on a job on a hailstorm and you don't have an R&I guy, now you got to be able to R&I. And
yeah,
you know, you break stuff, all that stuff, especially nowadays, you can't get parts. It's a pain. You break one clip and the shit's hanging down. Now all of a sudden you're waiting 2 weeks, 3 weeks,
right,
for a clip at times.
Yeah, and it's like, wow. You know, the job maybe, you know, any more nowadays, the hail jobs have gotten, you know, more profitable. And it's like they care more about that grab handle that's missing in their headliner, because you couldn't get just the, you know, like on the Honda grab handles, those plastic clips, you have to buy the whole grab handle. But you, like you said, it could be a week out. So you did a great job on everything else, but they don't care about that. They only see that you owe them a grab handle, you know, and it's like $30 part.
Get a 1-star review over a plastic clip.
Well, and, exactly. You know, let's face it, when you have a beat hailstorm, a car don't come perfect. But once they see something wrong, a customer sees something wrong, whether it was a dent missed or a piece on the interior, that's their red flag. Now they start looking at all of your work and going around it, and they start picking it apart, even if it's nothing.
Yeah, that's like old school wisdom right there. That's exactly right. Yep.
All right. Now I'm getting weird Wi-Fi stuff here. I'm going to close out of some of these tabs.
And I actually got to go, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm getting married, so I got family coming over and stuff like that.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, huge congrats, Cliff. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm making the pilgrimage up to Rugby. And
tomorrow you'll actually be here when we do our giveaway and for the lucky person.
We can do it together. We'll figure it out together.
Go over what the giveaway is again. What's the parameters of the giveaway?
You know, I think what we'll do is we'll just go through all the new signups. If you can give us the people that signed up, and then we will
do like a generate, do that
a rando.
Yep.
Random.org.
Yep.
Is that even a thing that you're able to see, like who new usernames or whatever?
It's better if I like the idea of if they post, because if they post, I can directly see that, as opposed to like I don't have the ability to throw it. I don't have the ability to go into the pool. It's actually like a third party host that stores your email and stores your password. We don't have access to your password. That makes. But if somebody posts, I can definitely see the email associated with your posts. So make sure it's a good email.
Perfect. Yeah. So yeah, just do something, post something in the next 24 hours here.
Yep. And, log on to R&I guys, get on there. I mean, it's free. It's a no brainer. All of us need that benefit and help. Like post pictures, post things that you see. All these vehicles are changing so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And buy vehicles. Some of these cool little tools and the belt molding tool.
Definitely.
As well. Check them out. They're very handy. Very, very handy. These little suckers have got worked out by me for sure. I honestly haven't taken off a belt molding, but I haven't done a
lot
of hail.
We're gonna have more tools coming out too. So
nice, nice. Well, yeah, we'll have to have you back on when that happens. But yeah, everybody get signed up, and we'll do our giveaway tomorrow evening. And
we're from the lovely state of Rugby, North Dakota.
Yeah, well, we'll make it happen. We'll make it happen.
Or not,
appreciate
John.
You guys. Thank you for having me on today. Sorry about the technical difficulties. I hope that the message came across. So
I think it came across loud and clear. And yeah, I appreciate everything you guys are doing. I mean, yeah, to put out a free resource like that, and
that's amazing. I mean, that should be something tools, looked at right there.
Yep, and the tools in themselves are very handy and I love it. So
I'll be buying my set.
Keep on doing what you're doing, and everybody get involved and get on board and post. And I got to see if I can find something that I can post. I don't have a car to work on in the next 24 hours, but I will. I'll see if I can find a way to post. Maybe I will. But yeah,
you're taking off tomorrow morning.
Yeah, go take your car apart. I mean, what am I going to do? Win my own tools? I already have them.
I'm posting. I'll want post. A second set.
Love it.
All right, guys. I got to get shit ready for supper tonight. It was great meeting you, Kyle.
My pleasure.
Send me a friend request on Facebook, and let's keep in touch, brother.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Good luck with your new marriage.
Thank you.
Love it. All right. Thanks, Cliffy. All right. Anything else you think we forgot or need to add here, Kyle?
No, just a big thank you, and appreciate, you know, all you guys that are listening today. I know it's a tough bunch, but I really do like Dent guys. I mean, I like being on the tool truck, you know, I like meeting the tool truck guys, you know, and there's so many different facets out there, whether it be the retail or the wholesale or the guys that get to stay at home. And, you know, it was really nice experience getting to meet everybody at MTE, and including yourself. And just thanks for having me on. It was really fun. So I appreciate it. And I hope that everybody enjoys the app. And like I said before, please give us feedback, and be patient with us. We're trying to do the best that we can. And if you have any feedback, I'd love to have it, because I just want to make it as good as I possibly can for you guys. You know, this is our market. We are Dent guys. And so just want to take care of you guys the best we can.
Love it. Heck yeah. All right, everybody. Well, normally we don't give you homework, but you got a little homework now. Download the app, do some posting. You know, it's everybody helping everybody. To quote everybody's favorite politician, it takes a village. one more quote from everybody's favorite politician. I do think the R&I guys is going to be huge. It's just a tremendous app. Everybody download it. Get it done. Awesome. All right. I'm breaking all the rules at the end here. We normally don't talk politics, but download the app, get posted, and until then, everybody, live your dreams.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Thanks, guys. Later.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Dents and Dreams. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, compliments, or complaints, I can be reached at Dent Reaper across social media. And be sure to subscribe to the Dents and Dreams Facebook group and or YouTube channel, because that's where it'll happen if and when we go live. Thanks again.